This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know, you lose jobs in a city as Erie has been losing jobs, and you've got a workforce without enough work. That is a simple enough formula, I know, but it brings with it a whole lot of problems. Scott Slauson is the president of Local 506 of the United Electrical, Radio, and Machine Workers Union of America. Janet Anderson is with the Pennsylvania Workforce Investment Board. Thank you so much for coming out, the two of you.
Thank you.
Scott, we should say you're a trained welder. You've been a welder for 20 years. You've been working at GE here in town for a dozen years or so, right?
Correct, yes.
GE's been the biggest employer in this town for years, but it's had a whole bunch of layoffs lately. I want you to tell me about the jobs that this town is losing as you see it.
Well, we have a lot of we've lost a lot of manufacturing over the years, either due to free trade acts or due to other states just pirating jobs away from us. And it's one of the things that we're working adamantly trying to get back.
But those folks at GE, are they making $20 an hour, $30 an hour? I mean, what's the healthcare like? What kind of jobs is this town losing?
Well, they're family sustaining jobs. That's what they are.
Family sustaining.
Family sustaining jobs, yes. And that's what we need.
So tell me, Janet, about the workforce here in Erie that now is going through layoffs and is having to retool itself, I guess, for a different economy.
They're struggling. We are struggling. We're trying to remake ourselves. We are looking at ways to retrain some of the workforce. Mm-hmm. But our workforce, in many cases, is older. So do you retrain them? Or do you bring in new manufacturing jobs to sustain those individuals till retirement?
Well, so Scott, talk to me about that for a second, right? Because your members and other folks who lose jobs in Erie, but they want to stay in town, what do they do?
Right now, most of our membership is going through TAA, and TAA was born out of free
trade adjustment assistance, right?
Absolutely.
It's job retraining programs for people who've lost their jobs due to free trade.
Correct, yeah, and they're going through the training. I mean, they're going through the training process. You know, a lot of us were born and raised in this area. It's a great city. They don't
Including you, right? Born and
Absolutely.
Raised?
Absolutely, born and raised, yes.
You went off, though. You spent some time in the military, right?
Correct. Yes.
And you came back. Why'd
I did.
You come back?
I came back because Erie's a great town. I love it here. We've got a huge body of fresh water out there. Worst thing we got to worry about around here is big snowstorms.
Yeah, well, I'm from L.A., man. Don't get me started on big snowstorms. Janet, let me ask you this. You've been doing this work for a while, 25-plus years, right?
Correct.
On a scale of this is really terrible or it's not so bad historically, where does Erie sit today?
You know, sometimes you have to have the floor fall out to pick yourself up.
Is that where we are? Because that's grim.
We are, I wouldn't say we are there. What I would say is that we are at a place where opportunity really is out there for us. So we're looking at marketing this workforce. We're not looking at sending them away, which is what has happened over the past few decades. So we're looking at how do we keep them here? What can we do to retool them or to bring in others?
Does the workforce here have the skill sets it needs in this new economy, which is manufacturing but of a completely different nature, which is much more knowledge-based and high-tech, right?
We're working on that. I mean, we've seen a lot of the men and women that came out of many of our local employers that are laying off. We are helping them to bring up their skill level, which is the retooling. Many of them are looking at additional skills in manufacturing so that they can have the high math that they might need to go back into a higher tech manufacturing.
Scott Slauson, what are you looking for from President Trump? He's made some promises. What caught your ear?
Honestly, nothing. I'm not looking for anything. No, we are marketing. We're doing it ourselves, and we were doing it before he came along, and we'll be doing it after he's gone. I mean, that's the way it is.
So this idea of trade protection and tariffs and
you can dismantle free trade acts and you can do all this, but you can't do it overnight. It's not unrealistic to believe that other countries aren't going to retaliate and get us into a trade war. We don't make a lot of products in this country anymore. So when you look at just dismantling free trade acts, remember, we don't make toothpaste here. We don't make televisions here. A tube of toothpaste goes from $3 to $20 overnight. These are things we need to think about realistically.
Scott Slauson from Local 506 and Janet Anderson from the Workforce Adjustment folks. Thank you both very much for coming out.
Thank you.